Hi, my name is Chelsea Jesser. I'm from Prince Rupert, born and raised here, and currently finishing my bachelor's degree in psychology.
Ground control to Major Tom.
His album actually just came out a few days or about a week or so before he died last year. And I'd actually just gotten really back into his music at the time. I started listening to all the old stuff. I was just feeling really drawn back into it. And his Black Star album comes out, and I'm listening to the songs, and it just feels... it felt really final in a lot of ways, especially with his last single, Lazarus. You're watching it, and you're thinking, this is pretty powerful. Like, it's got to be getting near some sort of end here. And then he died not long after that.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the diamond there. She took his ring.
So after he passed, I recently found the painting and decided, you know, this needs to be finished. Well, around the new year, I was reorganizing my home, digging out some old things, and I actually found it buried in a pile of paintings that also had never been finished. But I picked that one out and decided that that would be the one that I would focus my attention on. Yeah, so the state of the painting wasn't the best condition. I had the lines traced out already, so the border of his face, and there's marks all over it, some stains, and it just kind of immediately puts me off. I think, should I just throw this away? It meant so much to me, like those years, especially as a teenager, when there doesn't seem to be that much that really speaks to you. And when you do find something that just hits the nail on the head and just pulls you in and you're inspired to express your own self, it means a lot to you and it affects you over your life. So even though it was a long time ago, it still has that effect on me to this day. And especially respecting myself and finishing what I started back then, felt just like something I needed to do. To be honest, I look at the painting sometimes and I still think, his eye looks a little droopy, maybe I should fix that. But then I hold myself back and say, no, like, it is what it is. It doesn't have to be a perfect representation of a photo or life, because nothing ever is a true representation. Things are always subjective in some way or on some level. So accepting that is also relatable to anything in life. You just accept things as they are. Not try to change them constantly.